We're continuing our look at Acts chapter 19, verses 15 and 16. And of course, we have these seven sons of Sceva who are attempting to deliver people with demonic issues. And they are using the formula in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches. Now, verse 15 tells us, but one day the evil spirit answered them, Jesus I know, and I know about Paul, but who are you? Now, I'd like us to note that they were adjuring the demons by saying, Jesus whom Paul preaches. That should tell us something. They are using Jesus' name just like Paul would, but they are adding whom Paul preaches. In other words, they do not have the confidence in their own authority to exorcise these particular demons. The apostles, of course, had no such issue. Think back to when Paul was annoyed by the serpent girl that kept speaking through the slave girl at Philippi. Luke tells us in Acts 16 that after several days of her mocking Paul and his group of evangelists, Paul turned back to her and said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her. And Luke tells us, and at that moment, the spirit left her. Paul, like Peter and the rest of the first-tier apostles, were able to use the name of Jesus with total authority. They had no doubt as to the efficacy of Jesus' name, no matter what entity they were dealing with. The sons of Sceva obviously did not have that confidence, so they tried to piggyback their command with Jesus whom Paul preaches. Now notice again what Luke records about the response seven sons of Sceva received. The demon spoke and said, Jesus I know, and I know about Paul, but who are you? The exorcist apprentices must have been shocked when the voice within the possessed man suddenly addressed them. Did it use the man's voice or its own? We're not told. But here's what John MacArthur says about it. Of course, evil spirits can speak with a human voice. In Isaiah chapter 8, verse 19, it says that there are mediums and wizards and demons that peep and mutter. And the word there has something to do with ventriloquism. They can speak through the human voice, and that's very, very common. An interesting church historical note is that up until about 25 years ago, churches never allowed people to use puppets and do ventriloquism for this very reason. They felt that ventriloquism was an art that did not come from the Holy Spirit. Interesting, isn't it? So, with the sons of Sceva, this is also not a first-time event. If we go back to Jesus' ministry, we can find several examples in which the controlling demons actually address Jesus. So I'll cite a few of them for you. Early in Mark's gospel, we learned that Jesus was in the city of Capernaum. When the Sabbath came, he went into the synagogue to teach. Let's pick up the verse at verse 23. Suddenly a man in the synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out, why are you interfering with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Notice that we have a singular victim, but multiple demonic spirits controlling him. Notice how the voice speaking to Jesus uses both the singular, I know who you are, as well as the plural, why are you interfering with us? We'll see another example of that next time on Verse by Verse.